I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. If you've ever been to an Islamic city, you've probably heard the call to prayer. Take Istanbul, for example, home to the world-famous Hagia Sophia and blue mosques. This mega city is the answer to our geo-quiz. With thousands of mosques broadcasting the call to prayer five times a day, it only takes one muezzin singing with a froggy voice to make life miserable for neighbors. To make it easier on the ears and nerves of local residents, the city's chief religious official has set up singing lessons. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
The basic problem is that not every muezzin has a voice like Barry White. So the mufti, Istanbul's highest Muslim religious official, started ezan singing classes. This one is taught by Seyfettin Tomakin, a professional singer.
We are trying to train their voices. That's our mission. That's the whole point of teaching them musical theory, how to read notes, and this system for learning singing. But if they don't have any talent, there's nothing you can do.
There's a lot more at stake here than just the nerves of the neighbors. Tomakin says a beautiful ezan is necessary to attract worshippers. Otherwise, just imagine the impact on the man in the street when he hears the call to prayer.
If it's bad, he will say, "For God's sake, I'm not going to the mosque." Ezan means come on to the mosque to pray. If you sing it in a bad way, the man will vanish and he won't come. He would even try to escape from the mosque. But when it's sung properly and in a nice way, the ezan gives you goosebumps.
This is the muezzin singing afternoon prayers at the Süleymaniye Mosque, one of the most important in Turkey, built by Sultan Süleyman the Magnificent in the 16th century. It's also an example of what a muezzin should sound like. The Mufti of Istanbul, Mustafa Çaracı, says that Istanbul has the world's most beautiful ezan. Preserving its quality is important for religious reasons, he says, but it's also part of Turkish culture. That's why his office has developed the new standardized system for ezan throughout the city.
If we receive a complaint about a certain muezzin in a neighborhood, we investigate. If we determine the muezzin is incapable, we send him to training. We then connect the mosque to a central network. So we will play a pre-recorded call to prayer. And once a skillful muezzin arrives at the mosque, we disconnect the mosque and it becomes independent again.
The ezan network is encrypted. The mufti wouldn't want the muezzin switching on the central system themselves instead of getting out of bed for the first call to prayer at 5-something a.m. Even if they don't do well in the course, he says, no muezzins will be fired, but they might be reassigned to a smaller neighborhood, he says, where there will be less complaints, or to a desk job. At the course, Sebahattin Kaygüsü says he knows he's not a professional singer, but he tries his best. It's his spiritual duty, he says. Ezan is also part of the soul of the city.
If you picture Istanbul in your mind, you would think of Hagia Sophia, the Blue Mosque, the Marmara Sea, the Golden Horn, and the Bosphorus. And then you would hear the ezan. In all the advertisements and films about Turkey, if there was no call to prayer, it would not be complete.
The Istanbul Mufti is clearly proud of the system to perpetuate the ancient tradition. And in a city whose official population numbers around 13 million and counting, every improvement to the quality of life counts. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Istanbul.